This is WBAA News. I'm Emily Seiberg. WBAA is bringing you a different kind of election year story, one that sounds a little like this. That's the sound of a golf ball dropping into a hole at a Lafayette miniature golf course, where WBAA's Stan Jastrzebski took candidates this fall to have a conversation about the issues rather than a debate. Today, we bring you the first in a series of stories. Holding the putters this time are Chris Campbell and Sally Segrist, the two candidates for State House District 26, which represents West Lafayette in the legislature.
The race for State House District 26 started this summer with surprising vitriol. In June, incumbent Republican Representative Sally Segrist sent a tweet criticizing her opponent, audiologist and West Lafayette Redevelopment Commission member Chris Campbell. It accused Campbell of not being involved enough in the community and starting a negative campaign. The message stood in stark contrast to Segrist's first run for state office 2 years ago, a race lauded at the time for its quiet civility on both sides and caused Segrist to block reporters on Twitter. But when the two met on the miniature golf course, Segrist seemed to go out of her way to be nice to Campbell, even fist-bumping her after one nice shot and deferring to let Campbell be the first to answer questions, despite winning the coin flip. Campbell answered that first question about the issue she feels is most important in the race by citing losses to public education during the last three gubernatorial administrations.
7-8 years ago, $300 million was cut out of our budget for public education. Since then, hundreds of millions of dollars have continued to come out of our budget for vouchers and charter schools. At this rate, our teachers are working at 2009 salary levels.
Segrist responded with a common Republican talking point that education still makes up the biggest chunk of the state's budget. She says she wants to focus on Indiana's drug problem.
But I think the most important issue facing our district at this time is the opioid crisis. I think it has the single greatest potential to impact our quality of life. Whether or not our families are directly impacted by addiction, we are impacted by all of the associated issues with it and the cost of addiction.
No!
All right.
Going the right way.
Well done.
On the topic of gerrymandering, which a 2017 Associated Press analysis found does favor Republicans by a few more legislative seats than statewide vote counts would suggest it should, both candidates were muted in their response, even though any changes to the way the state redistricts will likely be passed during the next 2 years. Campbell says she'd like to take politics out of the process.
I think that it needs to be a nonpartisan way that really creates a good representation of the people that we're going to be representing.
Way over there.
Yeah.
Oh. Okay.
Yeah, I'd rather you went first.
One area of agreement between the two seems to be the need for Indiana to shrink its wage gap, even though some conservatives, including former Governor Mitch Daniels, deny a sizable one exists.
It's important that we make sure that women who right now in Indiana have the next to largest wage gap compared to men in Indiana. We need to address that issue.
Over the past 6 years or so, the increase in cost of living has gone up 31.9%, while our wages have gone up 6.1%. Good.
Back on the course, Campbell won 5 holes, Segrist won 2, and 2 were tied. Both were quick to point out improvements they could make to their putting, and they had differing answers for the biggest problem lawmakers have had in recent years. Segrist contends the state is trying to solve the opioid crisis, but hasn't had enough time.
We have tried to expedite the process of licensing and reciprocity for both teachers and healthcare providers and mental health professionals coming from other states. But it just takes time.
Campbell countered a Segrist point about Indiana's low unemployment rate by noting low-wage jobs are much more likely to be filled than high-paying ones.
I think we need job development. We definitely need some more quality jobs in our community so people can make a living wage, live more than that paycheck or multiple paychecks that don't make it to the next paycheck.
This was the only pre-election meeting between the two candidates. Segrist's camp, along with those of several other Republicans, would not agree to more than one joint public appearance this election cycle. And unlike in debates, where both sides invariably find ways to argue they won, this pre-election competition had an official scorecard.
38 for Sally, 33 for Chris.
Early voting in Tippecanoe County begins Wednesday, October 10th. Election day is November 6th. For WBAA News, I'm Stan Jastrzebski.